No, it's not, Brian, but it's a little bit early to be specific in answering the question. Egon Zehnder have put forward a time frame for us, and we should be well advanced in that process, but obviously it depends upon finding a suitable candidate and one that's available in that time frame. So I guess we'll address that issue that you raised at the time.
I think, first of all, we say that they should consider the safety and security code as best practice and use it as a guideline. As with respect to your second question, that's a completely different one. I don't think the adoption or using a code as a guideline necessarily means that teams will tour. You need to do the usual assessment. Safety and security is a serious issue. There's grave responsibilities on any of us who send teams or match officials, and we need to do a proper assessment before we come to any conclusion about touring Pakistan. Absolutely, and in fact, there were some board members who were not so sure about simply increasing the prize money. They supported the notion of promoting test match cricket and asked exactly the question that you ask. And we are working alongside this incentive to promote test match cricket, and there's various working groups underway, including in connection with members. I think it's early, but we've for some while we've talked about the pitch being suitable to ensure a fair contest between bat and ball. We've seen some great pitches in recent times. We often talk about the stadium or the stadia facilities being conducive to getting people or families to be out there for 5 full days. It's something which we talked about recently at the CEC meeting with the venue standards we need to think about. So those are just two examples that come to my mind. Yes, usually the arrangement is the boards have got some arrangement with their players and they normally determine how to share the prize money. Well, it's meant to be a form of incentive for promoting test match cricket, and I'm confident the boards will certainly bear that in mind. And in whichever arrangements they've got, some of them may double the prize money, who knows, with the arrangements that they've got with their respective players. But those are existing arrangements with the member boards and their players. Loans is a different arrangement to this particular program, so don't connect the two. We've got a financial assistance program in place at the moment to support members on a loan basis, and this is just a new concept about soft loans, but nobody's applied just yet. This has just been agreed today. I've heard nothing to suggest that it won't happen in 2017, and in fact some of the prize money discussion that we had was with a view to leading up to 2017. Well, we've previously spoken about the Test Championship being played instead of the Champions Trophy, and that was the suggestion for 2013 initially. So in the new right cycle, I couldn't speculate, but my guess would be that there would be one championship event for each format of the game. But that's a discussion that is still to take place. The board has not did not discuss international cricket returning to Pakistan. I think, as we all know, they are presently engaged with a potential tour from Bangladesh, and I think we need to see what unfolds before we get into that sort of discussion. Well, if that happens, it's not yet come to the table. I think, as I alluded earlier on, that's a risk assessment that needs to be made from a safety and security perspective, and then we'll make a decision. Well, we've provided our view previously, and in fact it's the reason why we made changes to the ICC constitution, where we would not want government interference in the sport. So we are concerned by that development. It's something which we would not like to see, and we will assist the West Indies Cricket Board to try and resolve that as quickly as possible.